Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Manideep's Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about a Greek story. So, in the last episode of the podcast, we talked about Tantalus, how he was famous for his punishment of eternal hunger and thirstiness. And in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about an old man from Greek mythology named Sisyphus and how he became famous for his punishments. So moving on to the story, there is an old man living in ancient Greece and his name is Sisyphus. So this guy Sisyphus, even though I won't say that he's a completely really good person or a bad person, but he was just a normal person. And in some versions of the story, it is said that he's actually a king. And in some versions, it is said that he's not a king, but he's just an old citizen in one of the city of Greece. The only problem with Sisyphus is that he don't want to die, which I and a lot of people can relate to, because who wants to die? So this guy Sisyphus don't want to die, and to make that thing happen, he went too far. So one day when Sisyphus was chilling in his house, a stranger came to him and rang the bell. That stranger was very big, tall, and he had two black wings on the back of his body. And that stranger is none other than the god of death, Thanatos, and not Thanos. So this god of death, Thanatos, came to him and said that your life is going to end soon and I want you to come to me to the underworld. On listening to his words, Sisyphus panicked, and hiding those panic, he invited Thanatos to come inside his home so that they can have a chat. Upon agreeing, Thanatos came inside the house. While Thanatos was taking a seat, this Sisyphus hit him at the back of his head with the help of a stone, and suddenly Thanatos passed out. So after passing out, what Sisyphus done was, he gagged up his mouth with some clothes, tied his legs and arms, and stuffed him under his bed. And after this happened, Sisyphus' wife came and asked him, "What is that weird thing popping out of your bed?" Then Sisyphus explained what he had done, how he wanted to cheat death so that he could live on forever. So basically what Sisyphus did was, he kidnapped the god of death and stuffed him under his bed so that he will not die forever. And to some extent his plan worked and he lived on there for like years. But the problem is that this Thanatos was under his bed. No human in the world died, and at the same time no human complained about it. Because if you are not dying, then why you should even complain about that? So everyone was happy that they could not die. They don't know what was happening, but they were happy because they are not dying. But one day, a war was declared between two Greek cities. And in ancient world, wars are most common things. They used to fight all the time for money, for land, for people, etc. So once there was a war which broke out between two Greek cities. And where there is a war, there is Ares, the god of war. So he came to visit that war, and seeing that Ares was really happy that the war was going violently, but he observed that nobody died. And upon observing closely, the two sides of war were fighting violently. They were chopping up each of them, but nobody really died. Even though they lost half of their body, they are still fighting. They are not dead. So Ares observed that nobody is actually dying. And where did the god of death go? So, looking for the god of death, he actually roamed the entire Greek, asking people in a disguised form, asking people whether they had seen the god of death. And luckily for Ares, one man said that he had seen the god of death going to this old man's house, Sisyphus' house. When Ares went to Sisyphus' house, he saw a wing which is popping out from under the bed of Sisyphus. So he freed Thanatos, and after freeing Thanatos and after seeing what had happened, Sisyphus was really frightened. He was trembling with fear, he was frightened, and he started looking for excuses. But by the time he came up with an excuse, so Ares killed him by vaporizing. And just like all the dead souls do, he went to underworld and he got some punishment, and he was roaming in the fields of punishment in underground. And one day somehow He got the opportunity to meet Hades, the Lord of Underworld, and he actually convinced Hades that his wife didn't perform him proper funeral rites, so that he would go back to living and scold his wife for not performing his funeral rites and then come back to Underworld. And luckily for him, Hades agreed to this. He came back to the world of living and magically he got his body back. And upon seeing his arrival, Sisyphus' wife was so shocked and asked what he had done. Then Sisyphus explained his meeting with Hades and said that he gonna live here for the rest of life. But Sisyphus' wife warned him that you are asking for too much trouble because already you have faced the wrath of gods and you don't want to be facing the wrath of gods again. So she suggested Sisyphus to go back to death rather than living here. But somehow he also convinced his wife that he should be living there. And he kept a low profile. He didn't roam outside. He was mostly in his house. And he spent years living in that house. But one day when Thanatos came to Hades and asked what he had done about the person who kidnapped him, Hades remembered what he had done. He actually allowed him to go back to living and then come back to Underworld, but he didn't return. So he sent Hermes, the god of messenger, Sisyphus' house. Hermes went to Sisyphus' house, dragged his soul to the Underworld. Upon seeing his arrival, Hades was so angry that he wanted to give him a special punishment. So he took Sisyphus to a special place. And the place was such that there were actually two mountains beside him at an angle of 45 degrees. And there was a huge boulder. And Hades said to Sisyphus that if you can take that boulder to the top of the mountain, then you are free to go to wherever place you want to. Sisyphus thought this may not be a bad punishment at all. So he started rolling the boulder to the top. But the moment he tried to reach the mountain top, somehow the boulder came back to its original place, rolling downwards. And a lot of times, it actually rolled over him. And however he tried, however times he tried, he couldn't actually take that boulder to the mountain top. He realized that it would be an impossible task for him to take that boulder to the mountain top, and he accepted his punishment. And from then it is said that Thanatos would sneak on to people who should die rather than intimating them. And it is believed that from then death would come to you without having any intimation. So that's it for today, guys. In the next episode of the podcast, we'll meet again with another amazing Greek story. And until then, take care, goodbye. Subscribe to wherever you are listening. Thank you.